also work on a Siemens, on a GE scanner, on a Philips.
Like, oh, I don't like that scanner. No, I'm not going to go for it. Because the new one clearly was made by engineers for engineers.
Yeah.
It wasn't made by engineers for radiographers. So once they go in the scanner, they can control what's happening. And then they get the claustrophobia feeling.
I have to say that sometimes simple is better.
So, and then you have rap and noise on the pictures and it looks horrible, but it still allows you to do it.
Neuroscan is amazing.
Yeah, I agree.
And I remember that 3 Tesla Pioneer, my God, Neuro was like, wow, so great.
What is your preference? 1.5, 3 Tesla, what do you prefer to actually scan cardiac?
So, I will tell you a secret.
You're going to learn by doing it, and this means you're doing it with a live patient on the table. So you're learning with a live patient on the table, and I don't think that's the way to go. I think it's a company to keep an eye on.
Siemens is so simple, and the image quality is so nice, and personally, I prefer it. And I would like to learn the same apply to G, to Canon, or whoever. Samuel, extra episode of Everything MRI, just because we thought it would be very interesting about talking about different MR manufacturers. We got quite a lot, I have to say, like Siemens, G, Philips, Fujifilm, Canon, I mean, Isaote. So everyone's like, every radiographer that's starting the field, every MR radiographer sometimes needs to face this kind of challenge. Am I supposed to work on a Siemens, on a GE scanner, on a Philips? So I mean, I think it's nice. I would like to share, I did at the time like a video discussing cardiac MRI on different MR manufacturers. So it would be a little bit simple just ask you your preference, but I mean, what has been your experience with different manufacturers?
So, as we were talking on the background before, I moved to UK 12 years ago, and we were working on mobile units all over the country. So I was going to Scotland, Manchester, south of England, Wales, everywhere. And we had different scanners. And I started my first 2 days with Siemens, and it was a learning curve, but I thought it was easy to learn. And then a few days after, they put me on a GE scanner, and for me it was a massive shock. I was like, this is a completely different ball game. But I was lucky because the guy that was with me was very experienced. He knew everything about GE. Actually used to read the manuals of the scanners. One of the few people that I know in my life that actually learned through the manual of the scanners. So he taught me everything I know today on a GE scanner. So I think GE is extremely good to teach you how to manipulate the parameters. Because if you don't do it right, it doesn't allow you to actually proceed with the sequence.
Exactly, yeah.
So I think it's good because you have to go back and say, okay, what did I do wrong? Where can I optimize this sequence signal-to-noise ratio or resolution? So you go back and it gets a warning there. So I've learned most of it there. And it's very similar to Philips as well. So we also worked with Philips. And they're all very different. They all have their advantages and disadvantages. I'm more of a Siemens user nowadays, mainly because the place where I work has 2 Siemens scanners. We also have a 3 Tesla GE, but of course I don't work there as much as before. But of course all of them have their own peculiarities. And
you gave me a very nice and interesting assist about this. So you mentioned, you started from GE and then you spoke about Siemens, and then we have Philips in the middle and many other manufacturers. Like, I take like Philips and Siemens, for example. The feedback that I have received, that they are quite similar. I mean, quite user-friendly, similar, I mean, platform. But GE can tend quite to be quite different in this sense. You see what I mean?
There's a lot of pushback.
It means like if you started from Siemens, then it might be easy, you know, to move to Philips. But then, you know, it can be quite complicated to go to GE.
To GE, yeah.
So why do you think is that? Do you think since, you know,
I think
being a manufacturer from the US is like, there is a different way of thinking?
I don't think that's it might be. It might be because of the engineering behind it. But I think it has to do with the user interface. The actual user interface is completely different. But if you see the Philips and the Siemens ones, they are getting very close to each other. The new XA50 from Siemens is very similar to the Blue Seal scanners from Philips. the softwares are very, very similar. And when you go to, let's say, a GE Signa Pioneer 3 Tesla, the software is so different. So it feels like you have to learn it from the scratch. So for me, I think it's more about that. If you learn on a GE, you learn the actual MRI parameters, you learn how MRI works, the physics. And then you can move, because the rest is just about user interface. If you do it the other way around, it's harder, because when you learn on a Siemens, on a Philips scanner, you're learning more with a beautiful software, but it allows you to scan anything. Let's say you have a SNR of 0.1, it still allows you to do the sequence, and then you have wrap and noise on the pictures and it looks horrible, but it still allows you to do it. So when you learn on Siemens and then try to go to GE, it's more of a leap and it's harder. So that's the experience I have, and people that I taught before and students, they all say the same thing. If you learn from GE and then you jump to the others, it's easier. The other way around is not so easy.
This is the same feedback I have received many, many times. There is an argument about MR safety in this sense.
Yeah.
MR parameters, as you said, there are quite a lot of differences. But about the SAR as well, there are quite a lot of differences as well. Meaning that, you know how Siemens can be, Philips as well, I believe. Now, I don't have like a major experience in Philips, but you know in Siemens there are those conflicts that isn't, they are not allowing you to go ahead with the scan unless you change the TR, unless you change the flip angle. Now, some people were complaining that this should be like a similar approach in GE as well. GE, perhaps it might give you a little bit more breaks, you know, if you tend to eat the patient quite a lot, so it kind of like allow it to dissipate the eating. But it seems to me that radiographers would like to have more hints about what they have to do to kind of to reduce the SAR directly acting on the MR parameters. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree fully with you. I have, for example, an experience with the 3 Tesla GE scanner, and GE actually recommended us to scan all this in first level. So we're scanning all the patients
same,
first level.
Same. Had all. The same identical experience.
Yeah, GE as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And on Siemens and Philips, we don't have that recommendation. We just scan normal level for all patients.
Same.
And the speeds are more or less the same. So I had that that question before, why we have to scan on first level on GE. They told us the way they build their machines, it's absolutely fine to go first level. They will never deposit energy to a point where it will be dangerous to the patient. But then when I'm scanning first level there, I feel like my patients are warming up quicker.
Yes.
And the machine has their own, the GE has that pause button where it can pause the sequences. And if actually the SAR level is going too high, the machine stops itself.
Yes.
And we have that on that GE, on that 3 Tesla. And of course, that's, I believe that's something that radiographers don't like as much as
because
we like to do our scans without being interrupted. And then you have those breaks. So that's another thing that I believe that pushes back against the modality, not the modality, the OM
now,
itself.
I think it really depends on the scanner that you have, but I completely agree with you, because I remember that when I used to work on a GE scanner,
for which some,
I think it was the GE Pioneer, I think 3 Tesla, and
it's just the same.
I think the same, I think some patients for certain type of scan, they would come out after half an hour completely sweaty.
Drenched.
Drenched to the bone. And I was like, wow, and this is not happening in other manufacturers. So, and then obviously I'm not blaming anyone, but at the time I think we were not that expert with that scanner. And I remember at the very beginning we scanned a patient which had a double hip replacement. Mm-hmm. And the patient then sued the company because he had burning in the back part of the body. And he sued the company saying that that was caused by the machine, that was caused by the radiographer, that didn't pay attention. He communicated in advance that he had the double hip replacement. But yeah, that is like a condition that you need to pay like on that double scanner, the attention, to be honest.
On that scanner, actually, we also had, we have dielectric pads.
Yeah,
because of dielectric artifact that we're having, which I never seen on other scanners. So when I have talks with students and people that are learning new rads, we always say that GE is for professionals, And the other brands is like, yeah, if you're a very good radiographer, you're okay. But to scan on GE, you need to be a professional.
It seems the word, it's split half-half. There are some people that think if you're like a GE user, you must be a real professional. Others, they think, well, GE is just something, you know.
Because they probably taught on it, as I did, and they feel comfortable scanning on GE, and that's it.
Yes.
Of course, there's always tiny things like the way they name their coils or the way they show you how to position a patient, but those things you get used to it. We are humans and we adapt to anything, and I believe that that's the trick for it.
One thing I always say is that if you start using GE, then you can go and use all the others kind of easily.
Yeah, exactly.
Easily.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Perhaps the opposite journey might be a little bit complicated, but
still possible.
Yeah, still possible. Yeah. Absolutely, no limits. But yeah, I think it comes a little bit easier if you start on GE and then you move to something different, because the rest will come so quick for the reasons you mentioned right before, that GE will allow you to think, which is a very good thing.
Yeah, it's not only allowing you, it makes you think about what you're doing, because it tells you can proceed, but it doesn't tell you what you need to change.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay, what do I need to change? And you go through all the parameters and you're like, okay, something is wrong. And you have to figure out by yourself. So it makes you think about the physics behind the imaging production. And then that's how you learn, because, okay, I've changed this and he allowed me. So I was doing that wrong. But yeah, it's not only about the software itself. I think it makes, even, for example, the coils and the positioning and the buzzers on Siemens, let's say, for example, I think they're more ergonomic. They're more easy to use, lighter as well. For example, the spine and head coil on the GE that we have, it's together, spine and head coil. It's extremely heavy. And let's be honest, not all of us are GM addicts, so it's kind of hard to pick those up, you know. And some people have back problems.
Yeah, it's a two-man job, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely. And now with the shortages of stuff as well, it's hard. If you want to change a coil by yourself, it's a nightmare.
Yeah, that's why they are pushing for manual handling now, because they saw the GE coils, most likely.
Yeah, yeah. So that's one of the things that I enjoy more. As I said, I've learned on GE, and I love the fact that I was trained on GE. But I like Siemens more on the side of positioning patients, because the coils are easy to deal with. That's the only thing.
I completely agree. And
but you get great images on all of them, from what I've been seeing.
I wanted to come here, actually. Image quality-wise. Now, so I heard a lot of people quite like Philips.
Yep.
And I completely
agree.
The
new scanners or the old ones?
The old Philips Achiva, to be honest. And Ingenia as well. In my opinion, they were so great. I haven't tried a new one. Hopefully, I'll try soon Philips Blue Seal.
The Blue Seal, they have at least three of them.
Yeah, they received some very good feedback about it. But a cardiac MRI as well. Philips apparently is very good.
That's another conversation we should have. The cardiac MRI 1.5 to 3 Tesla.
Yeah.
And GE, Siemens and Philips. Yeah. Well, sorry to interrupt you.
This is another thing. Yeah. Let's keep building. And image quality wise, I mean, the information I received most of the time, with which I agree completely, is that GE for neuroscan is amazing.
Yeah, I agree.
And I remember that 3 Tesla Pioneer, my God, neuro was like, wow, so great.
If it's optimized. That's if it's optimized.
Let's start from that. Yeah, obviously. Body imaging, to be honest, and I'm not talking about body in general, but for instance, like abdomen, liver, to be honest, Siemens is so simple and the image quality is so nice, and personally I prefer it. But and it is a little bit also with the concatenation system, it makes it a little bit more simple also to perform a scan. Plus there must be some tools. I remember now I used to work in a very old GE scanner. We used to like place the bellow. Do you remember the bellow? Yeah, like the trigger to do the MRCP?
I used that on my Siemens at this point. It's 1.5 Avanto feet, and we use that for
you
cardiac.
Use the bellow.
So we use that for cardiac. We don't have the biometrics. So
some people still believe that the bellow is
the best way to do it.
Yeah,
I agree.
To be honest,
it's right placed on the diaphragm. So what else can you have better than that?
But somehow, with some patients, due to the kind of like human structure, it can be quite complicated to pick up a good signal. You know, instead, if the patient lied on the scan table and the machine is already able to kind of like pick up the way he's breathing, I think it's a little bit more an optimized workflow.
I think I've spoke to Philips Not long ago. And regarding this, because they have some software as well that reads the face of the patient. So if they are in distress, you can actually know straight away with AI, of course, that the patient is not doing well. So I think it adds to that. So all of them have their own particular advantages and disadvantages. But yeah, I agree with you. And there's some great other companies coming out now, like United Imaging, I think.
United Imaging as well, yeah.
And SAOT. Different softwares, different ways of doing things.
I actually want to speak about those companies that are a little bit out from this kind of like, it seems like there is this kind of like triangle, which is GE, Siemens, Philips.
There's way more out there.
There are way, to be honest, there are some companies that are developing some scanners which are great. And we are going to discuss shortly. Last thing I want to tell you, everyone seems to be going in that direction. I mean, deep learning.
Yep.
So Siemens Deep Resolve, GE,
the Magic Coin.
Well, there are those coins that are amazing. Philips as well with the smart speed that comes also integrated directly on the scanner. So, I mean, we will have a separate discussion about
just about
this.
AI integration.
I think the impression that I have is that they are challenging each other to try to provide the best.
I think that's a healthy competition.
Healthy competition, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We talk about this regarding other topics that we have.
Yeah.
And I think it's always healthy to have this kind of competition. And all of us will have our favorite scanners and our favorite manufacturers. Of course, I'm not going to mention here which one is my favorite because I've scanned all of
them.
No
way. You're not going to do it?
Not at all.
I mean, I suggested this topic just to hear this.
Actually, because I scan in Siemens and GE, and we also trying to get a Philips, and I love SAOT scanners, even if I never scanned on them. I've seen the software. I've seen them working. I like things in each one of them, which is a great thing. But I'm curious to see that United Imaging when they actually come to UK.
Yeah.
And recently on IIIC 23, which was 2 days ago, we went to see this open scanner from Fujifilm 1.2 Tesla.
Yeah.
And I'm very curious to see how Fujifilm will permeate the UK market because that scanner was impressive.
Yeah.
I don't know what you thought about it, but when I saw it, I was like, okay, I want to see this,
working.
I want to see the kind of images.
This give us the idea that we need to kind of like go away from that impression that there are only those three manufacturers.
Yeah.
Because I think there are a lot of companies that have developed very, very good machines. And Fujifilm, for instance, the one that we saw, I don't remember the name now.
I think it's Visit Health was the clinic.
Yeah, that was the clinic, but I don't remember the name of the specific
scanner.
But it was
Oasis, 1.2 Tesla,
open scanner. Obviously, here there is another MR safety perspective to discuss here as well about the vertical field. But the things that it can accommodate, I think they were showing that there was this alternative way to scan pediatric, the mother was breastfeeding inside the MRI
scanner.
While
they were scanning the brain of the baby.
That example impressed me so much because the space, I mean, is so massive, the scanner.
And we spoke with the Fujifilm representative on site. Do you remember he's telling that the table moves also horizontally, not horizontally, but like on the X axis instead of just the Z axis
absolutely.
And Y. And that makes the isocenter be anywhere within that scanner. So
to be honest,
because normally your isocenter is only in the middle of the bore. This is an open scanner and the table might just move there. And this is your isocenter now. Or if he moves there, this is your isocenter now, which is amazing because you can have a patient and have the... It's an open scanner, but the pillars of the scanner are not face-to-face. They're slightly on the side. So whatever the patient is laying down, you can see the wall outside. It's open.
Yeah.
So I think the design is beautiful. So
the
I want to see how it
works. The design is absolutely beautiful. The sample images seem great, to be honest.
Yeah.
1.2 Tesla and an open scanner,
they
seem great.
I think it can compete easily with the 1.5s that we have.
I have to tell you, my only concern is that on a similar scanner, all Hitachi, it was 0.3. So it is not even comparable.
Yeah.
We had troubles, obviously, due to the low magnetic field with kind of like patients that were a little bit, a little bit more far away from being like normal standard size of patient. So like, for instance, scanning the thoracic spine was complicated because it was like fog everywhere. SNR was like literally
dropping
down the drain. But I mean, now with this new scanner, it seems that even these potential challenges, they are not a problem anymore. And from a business perspective, that scanner, despite the image quality was not great, I'm talking about the old Hitachi, was the one that was always fully booked because, you know, there were claustrophobic patients, there were patients that were preferring that one over like a kind of like usual closed scanner.
Just out of curiosity, I don't know if you know this, but regarding exactly what you're saying, the UK population, 10 to 15% are claustrophobic. And from my own personal experience, most of the patients that I have that are claustrophobic are men in positions of power or athletes. And this is not research. This is not articles that I've read or anything like that. It's my personal experience. So most of the times when I have a man that is claustrophobic, I ask them, what do they do for a living? And they're always in a position of power. So they're always like a lawyer or a CEO or a rugby player or something like that. And in my mind, when I love psychology as well, I start thinking, okay, I think they're claustrophobic because they can't let go of the control. They have to be in control all the time. So once they go in the scanner, they can't control what's happening. And then they get the claustrophobia feeling. So I think that's where it comes from. I'm not sure. I'm not not saying it is, but that's my view of that situation.
And this is confirmed by the numbers, because I don't know if you heard what the head of Europe from Fujifilm told me at some point at the meeting we had. It's like they are selling a lot of scanners as well.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
So it means like claustrophobic, obviously, but also pediatric, many, many things. So, but yeah, definitely.
It's booming. I think the open scanner market is booming.
If you are a real claustrophobic, for how I see it, you don't even get close to the scanner.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You get to the door and say, no, I'm not doing this.
You don't have the kind of reaction that, oh, actually, I'm a little bit claustrophobic. You know what? Yeah, I'm actually thinking about it if we go ahead or not. You definitely will see the scanner, will say,
you freeze,
ladies and gentlemen,
you freeze at the door, you sweat.
I will see you another time. So, if there is this possibility to have an alternative option, and I think the main issue was quality, in the past, because consultant will say, no, you don't have to go for the open scanner because, you know, image quality, we will not understand anything. If now there is that possibility, I think it's quite an interesting development for
all
I see.
Yeah, I think the other point on open scanners is we are all so used to MRI safety on closed bore scans. And I think there will be a need for education there.
Yeah.
Again. We see so many accidents occurring on normal scanners, normal 1.5s, closed bore, 3 Teslas. But now with the open scanner, I think people will relax more. They think, oh, it's an open scanner.
Yeah.
You know? And I think there's a window for more accidents to actually occur. So I think education will play a huge key role here.
Absolutely.
And of course, the fact that it's a vertical fill instead of a horizontal one, completely different way of managing implants as well. So I think there's a lot of work to be done there. I don't know if the OEMs are doing it.
Some might not be tested, right?
Yeah, absolutely. For example, you have an that's another issue. It's good that you mentioned that. So let's say you have an implant that says it's okay for 1.5 to 3 Tesla. And then if you manage to get an open scanner that is 1.5. Nowadays, I think the maximum is 1.2. But let's say there's a 1.5 open scanner. Because that open scan is a vertical fill, that label that says 1.5 is fine, it's no longer okay on that scan, if that makes
sense. Exactly. No, it makes sense.
And
for a
radiographer point of view, we have to be very careful with the patients that we're putting inside those scans.
Absolutely.
So I think there's a lot of education there. So we'll see how that goes and if the
OEMs
will invest in it.
There is a lot of education, but there are also plenty of applications with this scanner, if you think about it. Now, we mentioned Fujifilm, but to be honest, it would be not appropriate for us if we don't mention Esaote. How good are they, to be honest? And the application you can have with animals as well?
Yeah.
I mean, that is to be honest, great.
I'm a bit biased because I love Esaote.
Yeah.
The first time I met their representative was because I won a scanner from them, the Magnifico. And now I see, I think it was Vista Health. They bought one. It's beautiful. And the images are great. And it's just so nice. There's no helium thing. The RF cage is so small and they can fit in the 20. The O scan, I think they can fit. Or S scan, I think is S scan. They can fit in a 22 square
I have my memory. Oh my God, what it's did awesome. You do? You just unblock a huge memory.
Does and in terms of MSK, it's yeah. one of the greatest things. If you have an MSK clinic and you need just hands and elbows and wrists, you have that tiny portable MRI, you just put your finger there and that's it.
I mentioned this in the first episode, Samuel, but I started working with Esaote, Italian fellas, obviously.
Yeah, we mentioned that. Yeah,
listen to me. S-scan, G-scan. What was the other one? There was another one.
So
we got O-scan. There you go. We got all the letters, and all of them were great. We had plenty, but you know they were. It was so easy. Even the process, to be honest, of put a patient over there for half an hour. Yeah, yeah. Obviously, a little bit more time consuming than nowadays.
Even on the safety side.
Now obviously we're talking about a magnetic field, but I mean, the process was so smooth.
Yeah,
I have to say that sometimes simple is better.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think they are selling quite a lot of scans in UK, scanners. And from the conversations that we're having with them, I think it's a company to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
Because not only the scanners are good, the images are good, the easiness of having those scanners installed is amazing. And they cut a lot of energy because it's a smaller scan. We use way less energy than anything else. And then the team behind it, they're all awesome. I don't know if they, because they're Italian or not, but the team behind it, they're very nice. They're very approachable and they're very knowledgeable. Some of them ex-radiographers. I think those two companies, Fujifilm and Esaote, are two companies that I would love
to kind of mark.
Yeah, to keep an eye on.
Absolutely.
Because you see that a lot of companies are moving towards the open scanners as well. And I think it has to do with the fact that a lot of people are claustrophobic. There's a cohort there, but also pediatrics. And then the MSK. For Esaote, I think the key is MSK. They also do veterinarian, which is mind-blowing. So it's something that I would love to learn more about. They do veterinary MRI. And they use the kind of the same scanner. Of course, it's not the same. It's dedicated for it.
Yeah.
But they have a dependency within the company just for it, which is awesome.
Absolutely.
I don't know if you had any experience with them recently. Just you had before, but I don't know recently.
Not recently, sadly.
Because there's another thing. They actually offer you to go and see their scanners in action. Yeah. So you just call them.
There you go.
And they will take you there and show you the pictures and discuss anything with you.
That's great.
Yeah.
To be honest, I would like to see a little bit more scanners like this.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the near future, to be honest. There is another manufacturer that I think is a little bit undervalued, and we are not discussing much about this. Now you will say, actually, there is also them, but they are so good. Now, it seems we are a little bit politically correct here, but because, to be honest, I think they are very good. And I'm talking about Canon and Mars.
Canon, yeah.
The cardio line. I mean, they have this kind of like dotting gene for cardiac MRI, which is so great. And the image quality-wise, it is very nice. Whoever works with Canon, they told me, we are super happy with image quality, workflow.
I think they're doing amazing work on the cardiac world, as you said.
Yeah. So I was a little bit unlucky because I didn't have much exposure to this Mar vendor. But the opinions I received for users is like, wow, Canon is like the very top.
Yeah. They must be good. Manchester United just have a whole center equipped with Canon scanners. So. So I'm pretty sure that they are a very good company as well. Okay. I think when you have a market, there's a thing that I've learned watching Apple videos about marketing, which is the fact that when you're first in your niche, you're always going to be the one that everyone goes to. And then it's very hard for the second, the third, and the fourth company to come in and gain some market share. And I think that's exactly what happened with Siemens, GE, and Philips. Yeah. They were the first ones to come out with these scanners, so everyone knows them. And everyone else that comes after them is going to have to fight for a share of the market.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's happening. So we get Esaote, we have Imaging United, we have Fujifilm, we have Canon. They're all offering amazing solutions for different areas, but they all have amazing things. But it will take time for the public, us radiographers, to go and say, okay, actually, I prefer a Canon scanner. Or actually, I would like to work on the Philips or on the Fujifilm 1.2 instead of a G3 Tesla.
If you think about it, the reputation that these three major companies kind of built across the years. here in the UK, if you talk about Siemens, everyone's like, wow.
Yeah, the company everyone wants to work for, right? Yeah.
I mean, I think there are people actually that are taking jobs just or assignments just because they have Siemens scanners in that place. And to be honest, I can understand because I'm a huge supporter of Siemens as well. But at the same time, I understand why maybe in the US there are a little bit more in favor of Qi or whatever, because as we said, it is a great scanner, especially for professionals, those that are able
to
kind
of question for you,
manipulate the parameters. Yeah,
totally. When you got your new job, you're in a new job for what, 6, 7, 8 months?
No, it's been over a year,
A year, okay. When you interviewed, it's a general question. The fact that they had Siemens scanners,
I see what you want to ask.
Was there a decision maker for you? It was that, oh, they have these scanners that I like, I'm actually going to go for it. And I'm asking you this because I know radiographers that have an interview and then it's, oh, we have this manufacturer and this and that. And they go, oh, I don't like that scanner. No, I'm not going to go for it. Would for you, let's say now you're interviewing somewhere else, would for you that be a point of decision, like if they have a Canon scanner, I'll go because it's a new kind of software and they're doing great work with cardiac imaging, or probably not because I don't know them that much. Would that change your mind?
So, I will tell you a secret. let's say the interviewers, whoever's like is going to introduce me the company, I would expect actually to mention the scanner that they have.
Yep.
If they do not do that, that would be one of the first questions that I'm going to ask.
It's a red flag if they don't tell you what they have.
Well, it's not a red flag, but that would be something I would be
interested
in
to know. Yeah, to absolutely. Know.
And especially this is because this kind of mindset has not been built across like opinions, reviews, or whatever, but personal experience. I know what scanners I prefer because, I mean, as I told you, I work with quite a lot of vendors. And I know that for me, on a daily basis, working with a specific scanner, which I'm not going to say which one, can be quite more easy to, let's say, digest routinely compared to working with a different one.
Makes your day run smoother than...
So it might not be the case that I will decide to go for a job just because they have the scanner instead of that one, but it will have definitely an impact. So if like I'm 50-50...
So if you're in between two jobs?
Yeah, two jobs, probably, okay. I would say. And they are the same job, let's say, same salary. Probably I would kind of like lean a little bit more toward the one that will allow the more performing
or
the
scanner
that I'm more comfortable with.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah, I agree with you. I think I would do exactly
the same.
It's
like, I know it might be a silly metaphor, but it's like a driver. You know, you need to pick up the car that you want. Obviously, you would go for the one you feel
for the one you know
bit,
already.
But there's
other people that like the challenge as well. For example, at this point, I would love to have a Canon scanner or a Fujifilm.
I would be quite excited as well at this stage.
I think it would be awesome because you have contact with different ways of doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And that makes you, in my point of view, a way more competent radiographer because Matthew Hayes from ScanLab is doing something amazing with this tool where you actually are using his simulator and you just click on a button and it changes all the acronyms from one vendor to the other.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, and for us radiographers, when you talk about necks instead of averages or, you know, sometimes you have to stop and think, okay, he's referring to this parameter, you know, but if you have something like that, you just click it and that's it. You know, so for me, it's also, I think, exciting to go to a new scanner. They probably call the averages something else, you know, and you learn that one as well. So when you have these conversations or when you go to meetings and you have that plethora of knowledge, it's way easier for you to actually have a conversation about different manufacturers.
Actually, now that let me think about it. If tomorrow, like, let's say I apply for a job and then during the interview, they say, actually, we just bought a new United Imaging scanner. Yeah. I would be so interested. Because to be honest, you know, if you just go and do some literature review, you would see that there are quite a lot of companies that are doing kind of research with this as well, because they have all these new AI tools. It is this kind of like smart workflow with the scanner, which start from the patient positioning to the planning to have all the sites, all the parts of the different MR examination. So that would be, just because I'm quite curious, I would definitely take a challenge like this one. Then If the question is between vendors or manufacturers that I'm already confident with, then I would probably lean to what the one that they I like a little bit. Yeah. But if there is something that has this kind of like mystery, unknown all around, then it's definitely a challenge I would take.
Yeah. I have another question for you then, because I think there's a window for us, everything MRI, to play on this. And that is, let's say, a Canon scanner or a Fujifilm scanner.
Yeah.
They're brand new in the market. So the Fujifilm scanner that we went to see is the first of its kind in UK. And let's say people are applying for a job with those scanners. They have no idea how they work. They have to Google it. And if you Google it, there's not much information about those scanners besides the manual.
The website. Something like that.
So if you want to research about the parameters, how to manipulate it, how to actually do those things, you have no information at all. And one of the things that we are very interested in doing is actually do videos for these companies, promotional videos. And we use those scanners. We use the parameters. We film them and we put it out there. And I think that's a way for people to actually be aware of these brands, be aware of they work, how they work, and probably be more comfortable to go and apply for a job where they have those scanners.
Absolutely. Yeah. I completely agree. Because if you think about it, also with... what I've been doing with for the channel, what Bach has been doing with his channel, we tend to be quite this kind of like overused in from a, let's say, social media perspective about Siemens scanners. Yeah. We don't see much like people explaining how like a G scanner work.
Any of the others,
Philips,
actually.
All of the others. And it might be the case that probably Siemens, as we said, it has like a bigger part of the cakes in terms of like MRI machine selling, but at the same time I think also that there is like a low knowledge in general, probably due to the fact that we are not sharing enough, you know. I think personally,
and the ones sharing like you and Back, as you were saying, are using Siemens as well.
So I learned so many tips and tricks about Siemens from Back. And I would like to learn the same apply to G, to Canon, or whoever. Because the next challenge might be tomorrow that I will need to work with our United Imaging scanner,
and you don't know,
Canon, Fujifilm. But yeah, as you said.
And let's be honest, when there's an installation of those scanners, they provide you normally 1 to 2 weeks maximum of apps.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So you have 1 to 2 weeks of apps, and after that you're on your own.
Yeah.
And if you never use that scanner, if it's a brand new scanner, how are you going to learn? You're going to learn by doing it, and this means you're doing it with a live patient on the table. So you're learning with a live patient on the table, and I don't think that's the way to go. So I think we as a company could play a very good role here, talking to these OMs and providing that promotional content for them. We can sit down in these scanners, run through the parameters, scan volunteers, you scan me, I scan you, it doesn't matter. And we go through the parameters and we just put it out there for people to have their information, the same way we have with Siemens. You say you learn a lot with Back, and you remember when we were on IIC23, people come to you and say, oh, I've learned a lot with your videos. And that feels good, right? Because you're putting something good out there and people need the knowledge that you're sharing. And I think we need more of that with other manufacturers.
Yeah, applied for sure. And a huge variety of manufacturers.
Because a lot of people are scanning on other scanners and they have no idea where to find this content. They go to YouTube, how to scan a knee or whatever, and the first thing that comes up is a Siemens scanner.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Plus, there are always like some, let's call it like some secret alteration that you can make that you say, oh, actually, I didn't know this. And, you know, there's kind of like a magic alteration that you will do on the scanner, and it will have a massive impact on your image quality. Now,
speed,
I mean, Siemens, you know, still have some challenges here and there, but now it seems like a book that you already read like many, many times. Instead, other manufacturers, you can still play around a little bit because, you know, the knowledge is there, but those people that know quite a lot, perhaps they are not so willing to share it, or they didn't have the opportunity to share it. In this sense.
Also true, absolutely. So I think there's a window for us
hopefully
to permeate that market as well, you know, because we have that knowledge. I think we wouldn't have a problem to learn how to scan on a Canon scanner.
Yeah, I mean, we still have a lot to know, to learn, but you know, the years of experience are there. There is always room to learn a little bit more. But if we sit on a table together with an app specialist here and there, I think
yeah,
there will be no complications in doing that.
I agree. And one of the things that I always wanted to ask you as well is, it comes on the top of this, it's about the cardiac again, and I think it's one of the topics that we'll have again on the podcast soon. And I know you're very passionate about it. I do cardiac myself, but I don't have the experience that you have. And we were talking about manufacturers, and I know there's differences when you have a Siemens scanner, or when you have a GE scanner, or when you have any other scanner. And also on the power of the magnet, if you have 1.5 or 3 Tesla, and 7 Tesla now was approved for clinical use as well. So what is your preference? 1.5, 3 Tesla, what do you prefer to actually scan cardiac?
Well, I think we'll record a separate episode also when a guest I already have in my mind that work like, there is this person working at 0.55, 1.5T, 3T and 7T.
Amazing.
So this is the best person who can...
To ask,
But if you want to ask me, personally, I like the 1.5, and I will tell you why. So I think image quality-wise for some type of scan, 3 Tesla is admittedly better. But overall, in terms of reliability, also like a smooth workflow, imagine all those SAR conflicts, all these issues we talk about, patient eating,
artifacts.
That's not discuss about artifact. But yeah, in general, I think 1.5 is a more consistent, solid machine. Then it depends, obviously, on the model and whatever. But generally, this is the magnetic field.
And you've done cardiac in different manufacturers,
yes,
or just Siemens as well?
Yes,
we'll for example, I only scanned on Siemens, and we use DOT system to actually get our cardiac scans to be faster.
Yeah,
then, but I never done it on GE.
Yes. And yeah, I mean, then again, you receive like very variable feedback about this regarding cardiac on different vendors, but even more about cardiac on different magnetic field strengths.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because now it's like taking for that. There is like a huge interest about performing cardiac at 3T, to be honest, regarding the benefits, increasing SNR. But then there is the downside, so artifacts as well, dielectric artifacts. You need to work on the true field delta delta frequency. So this is an ongoing discussion.
Yeah.
And I think that
it will require
some time. It will require some time.
Yeah, and for another conversation.
But listen, you haven't told me. I think now you need to tell me more. Actually, you probably are not allowed to tell me. But which one is your favorite vendor?
Well, as I said, I don't have a favorite vendor.
Yeah.
I have a vendor where I feel more comfortable scanning.
Yeah.
So I feel more comfortable by far nowadays scanning on Siemens.
Yeah.
For one reason, I was trained on GE, and my 3 years in health were amazing because of that. It's a beautiful company because it teaches you everything that you have to learn from.
Yeah.
So I was doing GE, Philips and Siemens. And actually, to be honest, I liked all of them. But Siemens was always the one that was easier to use.
Yeah.
And even we had the old GE and the old Philips scanner. So the Siemens one was the most recent scanner as well. So the coils were lighter. The buzzer was better. The headphones were more beautiful to use as well. I think it has a lot to do with design too. And when I moved to the job where I am now, it's been 8 years, I use Siemens all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
So I kind of dropped the other two. But I'm coming back, so I've been having conversations with Philips because I would love to have a Philips scanner on our site. And I also work on one of our sites as a 3 Tesla GE. I don't work there very often, but when I go there, I actually like to go back to the basics, as Doug says a lot in his presentations, Doug Boyd. So yeah, I feel like I always go back to the basics when I scan on a GE scanner because it makes me think about things. Oh, I didn't remember that. I forgot this. You know, so I don't have a favorite scanner.
Yeah.
I have one where I feel more comfortable. And again, it's not only about the scanner, about the manufacturer, because within Siemens, it's also different if you scan with my software is E11 or something like that. And then I have another scanner there at XA50 and the softwares are completely different.
Yeah.
And I prefer the old one because the new one clearly was made by engineers for engineers.
Yeah,
it wasn't made by engineers for radiographers. So I don't know if there was any input there from radiographers or not. But and I'm sure there
Are there any engineers that have developed the software over there listening at home? and you would speak directly to him. I'm not involved about this. I actually like the new software.
This is a personal opinion. I had a conversation or two with app specialists from Siemens, and they shared this with me as well, that they believe that from a radiographer point of view, the new software is not as intuitive as the older one. But again, I think it's all about adapting yourself. And I've been scanning more on that now. And I feel like, okay, it's actually easy to use. But it's a matter of preference. We're all different. It's very subjective. You might like that software and hate the one I have. And in a few years, you change your mind. We never know. But I think it's all subjective. But I prefer, I really like my scanner. I like the, I have an Avanto feet. And the homogeneity of that magnet is beautiful. And till today, Siemens apps people and engineers, they keep saying that was the best magnet they ever done. The Avanto one.
Yeah.
So we stripped it down and we did the feet, Avanto feet, and it's still the same magnet, and we have beautiful pictures, sometimes better than a 3 Tesla scanner. Wow. And I have doctors saying, oh, I'll send my patients to you instead of this and that clinic. Because of that, it's not because we are geniuses.
Yes, absolutely.
It's the actual magnet there is beautiful, the way it was built in.
So, I'm actually going to close the episode of the podcast with this reflection. We said the simple is better.
Yeah.
Probably also old is better sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah? What do you think?
I agree with you.
We're still talking about AI.
Not
we're
all innovation talking is about better, yeah?
So sometimes old but gold, you know. Yeah, so
I agree with you.
Despite I like the new software from Siemens,
it looks good.
Let's
put it that way. It looks good.
For many things, the old scanners are still so solid.
Yeah. Well, a lot of cardiologists, going back to the cardiac before finishing, still prefer the old 1.5 Siemens scanners to the new new 3 Teslas or 1.5s that are coming out.
Yeah,
they still prefer the old one. Do you have an Avanto? Yeah, I want the scans done on the Avanto. Again, and because of the homogeneity of that magnet, they still have. The gradients is a different story. But the magnet, just the fact that the homogeneity there is so good, you have way better pictures. So they love that. And they come
and
back
after
for
this, and after this, Everything MRI will never have a partnership with Siemens. So again, guys, apologies. I mean, we're not completely agreeing about this. but yeah.
No, it's good that we disagree on these things. That's good. That's the whole point of having this conversation, is we can agree and disagree on a lot of topics.
I was actually agreeing with you about this. Sometimes, really, I have to say, all this is gold, to be honest. Yeah. And not always, but sometimes, definitely. Anyway.
Wonderful. Was nice conversation
with you. Samuel?
We have one more thing before we leave. It's our event. Let's mention it again. Yeah.
The event.
Because I think people are not... They're registering at massive numbers. We are already hitting 1K in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But I think people that are joining us on LinkedIn are not actually going to register on the link. So just for everyone to be aware that if you are invited for the event and you accept their invitation, you're not registered. You actually have to go there and manually click on the link to be registered. But we're hitting the 1K mark, which is something out of this world for an MRI event worldwide. I think it's one of a kind what we're doing. And I've never seen an event with so many people at the same time. So I think it's going to be massive.
I think that will be great.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. I'm actually getting a little bit nervous already.
Don't think about it.
So
anyway,
thank you
so much.
It was
a pleasure. It was a very nice conversation.
Likewise.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'll see you next time.